Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time of day you are listening to this recording. Welcome to day two of First Responders Are Human, and it is Yoga Day, which is my favorite. So I wanted to talk about some of the myths of yoga. If you are an experienced practitioner and you love yoga, that makes me very happy. But if you are not, and you're kind of thinking that yoga may not be for you because you can't do yoga, you've heard all kinds of things, I would like to talk to you about some of those myths of yoga. One of the first things that I have heard is that you have to be flexible to do yoga. So, kind of saying that you need to be flexible to do yoga is like saying you have to be in shape to go to the gym or you have to be clean to take a shower. So there is a relationship between yoga and flexibility, but being flexible isn't a prerequisite to doing yoga. You don't have to touch your toes to practice yoga. If you want to touch your toes, you can bend your knees. So over time, yoga can help you become flexible. That's why we call it a practice, because you continue to practice, but you don't have to be Gumby or very flexible to start. Flexibility can be a result of yoga, but it's not a prerequisite. Another thing that I've heard is that yoga is for thin, young, beautiful people. Thanks to social media, which is great for so many things, the image that you have to be young, female, beautiful to put your foot behind your head is a total myth. Because of the lives that we lead, the injuries that we've experienced, the surgeries that we've had, the different options or experiences that we have had, and even our own body structure, the way your ligaments cross over, bones, etc., you're not ever going to put your foot behind your head. And that is not the goal of yoga. The goal of yoga is to be a union. There is a union between the body, the breath, and the mind. So yoga is inclusive and welcoming. And in fact, the Yoga Alliance, which is the certifying body for my yoga instruction and my certificates, there are ethical commitments that I have made and that it is part of the Yoga Alliance. And that is that there should be equity in yoga. I subscribe and I promote this equity. To me, yoga has to be welcoming, supportive, inclusive, and accessible to anybody, regardless of your life's experiences or where you are in life. I will hold space for you. I will answer questions for you. And whatever yoga means for you, I will always give you options. If something is too easy, we'll add a little something. If something is too difficult, I will give you options so that you do not cause any pain or hardship for your practice. There are many yogis, which is a person who practices yoga, who are experiencing hip and knee replacements at young ages because they have been primarily focused on putting their foot behind their head. And yoga is not about just twisting up into a pretzel. Yoga is about yoke. Yoga means to yoke. It is to unite the body, the breath, and the mind. So another myth that I have heard is that only vegetarian hippies do yoga. So yoga does encourage self-awareness, self-love, a connection to the world, but there is nothing that says you have to be a hippie to do yoga. You don't have to be a vegetarian or a vegan. You can totally go out and have a steak after you practice yoga. Another myth that I have heard is that yoga is just stretching. So believe it or not, yoga is not just about stretching. In a typical yoga class, you're taken through a series of asanas or poses. Asana is the Sanskrit word for pose. And those poses may look and feel a lot like stretching, but the physical element of yoga is just a piece of the bigger picture. As I said, yoga is about the breath. It's uniting the mind, the body, and the breath. And if you look at something as having a goal, or the goal of yoga is to move your body and connect the breath, to be in the present moment, which you will hear more about in days to come. But yoga is a practice. It is not necessarily a workout. There are different muscles that move and stretch and you feel during your yoga practice, but it is not just stretching. I've also heard that yoga is too easy. So easy, there are easy poses in yoga. There are ways to move your muscles that you don't use, or you don't use them in that particular movement. And their poses are sometimes held in static or isometrical contraction. Yoga puts your body in less familiar positions. So even though it may feel like a stretch, there is actually many more benefits. It's not intended to be a workout in the traditional sense of a workout that you think, but it can be as hard or as easy as you like. I've also heard people talk about yoga being too hard. So yoga may seem very unfamiliar to someone who hasn't done it, and there are things that you do to kind of step out of your comfort zone. But as I mentioned before, yoga is not about twisting up into a pretzel. And if you're experiencing any pinching, pulling, tugging, pain, you need to say something to the instructor so then they can also give you some options that will help you feel the pose and you can feel the pose better. There are blocks, bolsters, straps, different things that we call props that you can use. You can even use a chair to do yoga. So it's not necessarily about standing on your head. It is more about feeling the pose, and those props like blocks you can use will actually raise the floor up so that if your feet don't touch the toe or your toes, your feet don't touch your toes, you can use the blocks to help bring the floor up, and that helps give some stability. So I've also heard that you shouldn't do yoga during pregnancy. Yoga is great for so many things. You can absolutely do yoga during pregnancy. There are prenatal yoga classes and instructors that actually specialize in that type of yoga for pregnant women. So I highly recommend it. Another myth is that you need expensive tools and apparel to do yoga. That is totally a myth. You just need you to do yoga. So you can use the props in yoga to help you do the practice. You can sit on a blanket, you can sit on a pillow, but for the most part, you just need you. If you have a body, you can do yoga. I've also heard real men don't do yoga, or men don't do yoga. So I have never seen a no boys or no men allowed yoga or sign on a yoga door. And in fact, yoga was started by men for men, actually. Some of the greatest yoga teachers have been men, and there are many professional athletes that actually do yoga. You can actually do a Google search and you can find those athletes if that would make you feel comfortable. I've also heard that yoga takes up too much time. So there are so many ways to do yoga. Time commitment can be 30, 60, 90 minutes. But thanks to coronavirus and the use of Zoom and other video platforms, you can do searches on YouTube for all kinds of different classes. And I will actually walk you through a 20-minute class that you can actually practice at any time, whether it's the morning or the afternoon or the evening, getting off a shift. Anytime you can do yoga. There are many types of yoga. I have heard that yoga is just yoga, but that's kind of not really true because yoga is the bigger picture. There are physical types of practice, if you will. Yin yoga is one. Yin is a slowing down of the body, and it is opening up the fascia, which is the thin layer of membrane that is over all of your muscles, and you hold the poses anywhere from 1 to 3 to 5 minutes to help open up the fascia, and that also helps to open up the muscles in your body. There's Kundalini yoga, which is very different. It is a lot of movements and different types of breathing. Vinyasa yoga, which I actually practice and I teach, which is a series of movements where your breath is connected to those movements. And yoga practice can be gentle, it can be dynamic, you can sweat like crazy, or it can just be about your mind and just kind of feeling your body. So there's a lot of different options. All yoga teachers have the same training. That is not true. There are many different types of training. My training stems from vinyasa, which is the type of physical practice that I was initially instructed and trained in. And then I went on to have additional training in PTSD, stress, anxiety, depression, working on happiness, a lot of anatomy. My 500-hour certificate stems from a totally different type of training where I actually was exposed to ecstatic dance and kundalini and a lot of other options for different types of practices, which for me is fascinating, but it's not for everybody. So another myth, yoga is just about your physical ability. And that is not really true. It is, in modern yoga is looked at and thought about sometimes as the physical practice and what you can do. It isn't. Yoga is about you. It is about what you want. Yoga gives you what you need. You can start out with one aspect. You want to sweat, you want to do this, you want to do that, and then you end up just wanting to feel your body. You just want to take that time for you where you can actually just kind of reset and not think about anything. It's just about you in your mind, in your body. Another myth that I hear all the time is I can't do this, I can't do that. I can't put my foot behind my head. So there's a lot of focus, and people think they sometimes put, I will tell you, some people put too much focus on the alignment, and it can be detrimental to the benefits of yoga. Detailed alignment cues can sometimes distract from the practice, where when you're face to face with your teacher, you are experiencing the class, you're experiencing where you are as you are in your body. And so while the brain is trying to decipher what your instructor is telling you to do, and you're focused on, well, is my foot turned at a 45 degree angle and is my knee exactly over? It is more about your body and where you are. So I hope this is helpful. If you think you can't, I will tell you that you can. You can do yoga, and I certainly hope that you do.